I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is The Bert Show.
So Rebecca has been really great about allowing us to give you guys update on this journey she's having right now while she kicks cancer's arse. And yesterday we told you guys that she was going in because there were some things there the doctor didn't like all that much.
Yeah, so she went in for her scans and they found a suspicious lymph node. They didn't know whether or not it was cancerous, but to be safe, because she just came out of 3 months of chemo, radiation, tongue surgery, they decided just to, in Rebecca's words, rip that sucker out. So she went into surgery and I talked to her mom yesterday. The surgery was long because I hit up her mom around like 4 o'clock. Her surgery started at 11:30 and I hit mom up at 4:30 and she was still in surgery. So we're like 5 hours at this point. But apparently the surgery went really well. The surgeon said she's a, quote, rock star. And they had been planning for a 3 to 5 day stay in the hospital to recover. She did so well, she might get to go home this morning.
Wow. That's great news, man. That's really great news. Hey, thank you for your prayers and your good vibes if you helped out.
Mm-hmm. And then she also said that the nurse in pre-op asked her if she's on the Bert Show, which made everyone laugh. So she was in good hands.
So that could be a good thing or a bad thing when they identify you when you're in surgery. I think I told you guys before that right during my vasectomy, did I tell you guys this story?
I remember it.
Okay.
I don't know if Abby ever heard it.
I've never heard this story.
Okay. So I go in for my vasectomy, and when you're getting that done, they literally tape your junk to your stomach so they can get in and they can do whatever they're doing down there, right? So nurse comes in. As she's taping my junk to my stomach, she's like, are you Bert from the Bert Show?
that is not the time to get recognized.
And I'm like, not right now.
No,
I really am not.
Never heard of him.
But it can also be a safety net also. So I'm glad she knows people that are in there that are virtual listeners.
Mm-hmm, they got her back.
All right, our producer Amber is asking, like, do you keep the past in the past? You got a whole high school crush. Did you just keep it there? Or does it work out in the future?
Well, this is a question that I have. We've all had high school crushes and college crushes and all that. I had this one woman, a girl at the time. We'll call her Ashley, generic name. You'll never be able to find her. Anyways, in high school, it was one of those things where we were always, we had a crush on each other, but we never really did anything about it. And then once the opportune time came to do something, one of us was always with someone else.
High school is the worst with that too, because you're so scared of rejection. You can feel it, but who's going to go in first for the kiss? Is it going to be me? I don't want to get rejected. And they're thinking the same thing. And then before you know it, it never happens at all.
That's actually still my current fear as an adult.
It never goes away.
That's still going on. So Ashley and I, you know, when you have friends in high school, you used to like write little notes to each other, like back in, I don't know, I guess they text each other now, but we used to write little notes to each other. Mm-hmm. And she would flirt a lot. And I remember one time we skipped school together. It's like, I know.
Scandalous.
I know. Right. We skipped school and then we went back to my house because my house was closest to the school. And that was, of course, the one time I skipped school my entire high school career. That's the day my mom decides to come home early.
That's cool. Always, always good.
So we're sitting in my living room, and we're not doing anything. We're literally just watching TV. But I hear, you know, when you just hear your mom pull up.
Yeah.
I heard her pull up. When I tell you, I think I may have picked her up and thrown her out the window. I'm almost positive I did. I was terrified. My mom knew. She drove us both back to school. I got a huge talking to later on. But my question is now for you guys is, because we don't hang out a lot because she's in New York right now. She's a flight attendant for her job. And she's just broken up with her boyfriend. She is bisexual. I don't normally go for bisexual women.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have anything against them. It's just the thing that you were talking about. Sometimes I just can't keep that out of my head.
Like the numbers game.
Yeah.
For you, it's a 50% game. For her, it's a 100% game when you walk out of the house.
And I know logically that's stupid, but I can't help it, you know? But anyways, now that she is no longer dating this guy and she's going to be moving back to Atlanta for some condo that she's going to get. And I just can't help but think, well, we're both single now. Mm-hmm. We're both adults now. Mm-hmm. We both have jobs now.
Mm-hmm.
What you want to do?
You want to date me?
But another caveat is that our friendship is very good, and I really love where we are, and I don't want to mess that up.
Ooh, that's
always
so
a tough spot to be in.
Yes.
That's so tough.
What would you guys do?
Well, here's the thing. I feel like you answered your question in the first minute of your stories. You said you guys both kind of had crushes on each other in the beginning. So you know that something's there. I think the hardest part about making that leap from friendship to not friendship is, well, am I going to confess these feelings for them and they're not going to feel the same way and now it's going to be awkward?
Yeah.
Whereas you kind of have an idea that this person felt a certain way about you at some point. So it just kind of feels like the stars are aligning, honestly.
I was sexier back then, though.
Not true. You can't hide sexy.
I hate this position because I always feel like I would rather shoot. I would rather shoot my shot because I don't want to live life saying, what if I would have? But I understand valuing the friendship, and if it's something you really, really, truly like value like that, it's gonna change. But I wouldn't do it in a way where I would shoot at her to where it would make her uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I would just kind of try to be in the same position. Maybe y'all having drinks, y'all just kicking it, and I would let the vibe take over.
Man, I'm doubling down on everything Mo just said. First of all, when I was younger, and there was that question, oh, do I want to risk the friendship or should I try something else? It was never a question. I'm trying something else. I'm going for it. I got other friends.
That's true. If you got them feelings, you got to shoot.
Go for it.
Go get them.
Secondly, I know this is going to sound really bizarre, but while I'm in the gym locker room last week, I don't know how I ended up in the same row of lockers as two physicians that happen to be in the middle of a sort of philosophical conversation because they're around a lot of death. Right?
Yeah.
And I heard them back and forth say the same thing, that people on their deathbed or when they go to hospice, if they know what's going on, the number one regret they have is what? Is what?
Probably not shooting up some of the shots.
Yeah, because at that point, it doesn't matter, man.
Yep.
And they said universally, as I'm like eavesdropping in on the whole thing, universally across the board, the one regret everybody has, well, there's two, not shooting your shot and caring what other people think.
I'm going for a Hail Mary, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Just trying to get a first down.
This is The Burt Show.